The biggest AI story today is a government order that forced Anthropic to yank its newest models, and the details make this more than a routine compliance headache. According to The Verge, the company spent the weekend fighting a Trump administration export control directive tied to Mythos 5 and Fable 5, while TechCrunch says the administration's move may have had little to do with the jailbreak issue Anthropic had flagged. That puts a spotlight on how quickly frontier AI can move from product launch to policy flashpoint. For anyone building on these systems, the message is simple. Access can change overnight, and the rules are getting more political, not less. This is TSL, bite-sized, your daily AI news brief for Tuesday, June 16, 2026. Let's get into it. Here's the core of the Anthropic fight. According to The Verge, Anthropic received a U.S. out of export control directive at 5:21 p.m. on Friday, telling it to suspend access to Mythos 5 and Fable 5, two of its latest models, and the company had to respond fast enough that access was cut off for customers. TechCrunch reports that the administration's decision may have been reactionary, retaliatory, or both, but the practical effect was the same. A commercial AI product was pulled because of government pressure. That matters because it shows the line between a model release and a national security issue is getting thinner. It also means enterprise buyers and developers now have to think about regulatory interruption the same way they think about uptime or pricing. If a model can be blocked after launch, then availability is no longer just a technical promise. It is a policy variable. The second angle is the one that could shape the whole industry's playbook. According to TechCrunch, the Trump administration's move suggests the U.S. government is willing to intervene directly in frontier AI distribution, even when the company itself is pushing back. The Verge says Anthropic was already dealing with another dispute involving the Pentagon, which makes this weekend's order part of a broader pattern rather than a one-off. What changes here is not only who can use the models, but who gets to decide that question in the first place. For AI companies, that raises the stakes around launch timing, regional access, and export compliance. For customers, it means the model you build around today may not be the model you can reach tomorrow. That is a big shift in how the market has to think about frontier systems. Meta is also making a move, but this one is about product and engagement rather than shutdowns. According to TechCrunch, the company is rolling out new AI features on Facebook under an AI mode push that pulls from public information across Meta's platforms. The idea is to make the app feel more useful and more interactive, while also keeping people inside Meta's ecosystem longer. It is another sign that Meta is trying to close the gap in the AI race by weaving AI directly into its biggest consumer surfaces. The important part is that this is not a standalone chatbot launch. It is AI embedded into a social product with massive reach. That means the feature could affect discovery, search, and how people interact with content across Facebook. In other words, Meta is using AI less like a separate app and more like a layer across the feed. The business side of the AI market got a major deal too. According to TechCrunch, Salesforce is acquiring customer service startup Finn for $3.6 billion. And the company says Finn's team and technology will help improve Agentforce, Salesforce's platform for building custom AI agents. That is a big number, but it also fits the broader enterprise trend. Incumbents are buying specialized AI tools to strengthen their own agent stacks. Salesforce is clearly betting that customer support automation will be one of the most valuable enterprise use cases for AI over the next few years. The acquisition gives Salesforce a faster path to product depth than building everything in-house. It also signals that the market for AI infrastructure and workflow tools is still consolidating. For businesses watching the space, this is another reminder that the agent race is moving from demos to distribution. There is also a major funding story out of India. According to TechCrunch, Sarvam AI raised $234 million in a round led by HCL Tech, which makes the Bengaluru startup India's newest AI unicorn. HCL Tech is putting $150 million into the deal, which shows how seriously large IT services firms are treating domestic AI capability. The funding gives Sarvam more room to build models and products aimed at India's market, where language, infrastructure, and deployment needs can look very different from the US or Europe. It also underscores how regional AI ecosystems are getting stronger, not just bigger. For listeners tracking the global race, this is another sign that frontier-tier ambition is spreading well beyond Silicon Valley. Quick hit, according to Artificial Intelligence News, Huawei unveiled Harmony OS 7 in Dongguan and framed it as the start of an agent era for its platform. The timing matters because Apple recently confirmed Siri AI would not launch in China, leaving a gap Huawei is now trying to fill. That makes Harmony OS 7 less of a routine software update and more of a strategic opening. Before I let you go, keep an eye on whether Anthropic and the Trump administration say anything more about the export control directive, because the scope of that restriction could set a precedent. Also watch how quickly Meta's Facebook AI mode rolls out and whether Salesforce gives more detail on how Finn will plug into Agentforce. Those two stories will tell us a lot about where consumer AI and enterprise AI are heading next. That is TSL, bite-sized for Tuesday, June 16, 2026. Find the show on Spotify, Apple Podcasts, and wherever you get your podcasts. See you tomorrow.